This is Bob Bertog. He's the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing good, John. It sounds like you got the costume contest locked up, so...
I'm going to go as...
As me.
I did say that.
Yes, you did.
And I think I've even got a t-shirt or I got a pullover from you or a kind of a windbreaker thing.
It's a golf shirt, I believe. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, you've dropped some of your swag off for us before. Now why don't you drop some wisdom off so it's cooler, but it's not freezing yet, Bob. What's the general advice for people?
Well, we've had... Pretty much everybody's had a little bit of a frost because some of the, you can see the annuals, the summer annuals are pretty much shot now.
Yeah.
And not, so now you can still be putting down your last application of fertilizer. You should lower that blade a quarter to a half an inch, start cutting the lawn a little shorter, and you're going to lower it a couple more times before the end of the year to get it down to 2 inches. But you don't want to do that all at once.
Really?
You want to stagger it down because, again, keep in mind the grass blade is more than 50% water, so you don't want to. It's storing carbohydrates for the winter, and it's doing its job, so you don't want to starve it of its food source.
So I still haven't returned the phone call from the guy or the email who said he'll feed my trees. You know, with one of those sticks that go down on the ground, and then they put some tree food down there, way down. And it was going to cost a couple $100, but I had a couple trees that are relatively new, and I really care about them. So
I would do it.
Is it not too late, Bob? I guess it's still warm enough down there. It'll take, huh?
This is your roots and your plants are most active in the fall. They're taking up nutrients for winter so they can survive the winter and come out strong in the spring. So they'll definitely absorb it if you have it injected.
Yeah.
And plants were very stressed this summer from lack of rain. So I would highly recommend it.
Kevin, what's your question for Bob?
Hey, Bob. Good to talk to you. Is it too late to drop some grass seed down? I've got some dead area near the new road work near the curb. Is it too late in the year for that? And if not, what should I know before I do that?
Well, that window is closing very, very quickly, like by the end of the weekend, if you can get it done before then. Otherwise, I would wait until after Thanksgiving when you know the ground is below 50, or it should be anyway. Traditionally, it should be below 50, and then the seed won't germinate. It'll sit dormant over the winter, and then you'll get the advantage of the early spring rains, and it warms up, and it'll germinate early in the spring.
Got it. Thank you, Bob.
So what are you going to do, Kevin?
I'm going to do what Bob just said. I'm going to wait a little bit here, or if I find 30 minutes this week to do it, I'll do it this week. That's just kind of breaking up the soil. I just have that easy seed stuff that you buy in kind of a container.
Yep.
And just what, sprinkling on? Is there anything specific I should know?
Definitely do the first part. We talked about breaking up the soil. You want to, just break up like an inch of it so the seed has something to sit in when it germinates and easy to penetrate.
And if it starts to come up sooner than you want, say you wait till after Thanksgiving and think it's cold enough, oh shoot, now here comes the grass, then you may just have to chalk up that expense and start again next year, right?
Yeah, because if you look at the history and trends, you'd be successful doing that. It shouldn't, even if you have Indigenous people summer at the end of November, it still shouldn't germinate.
Here's another question from 312. I put down Milorganite 4 times a year, but I'm confused about when to put weed and feed on. Do I put it over that or do I separate it?
Well, the Milorganite is the feed part. So if you're just going to do the weed part, you do that in the spring when the dandelions are flowering and in the fall when the dandelions are flowering. They flower twice a season.
So there's no point putting a weed-killing product down now?
No. The weeds are done for the season. They're not going to absorb any of the herbicides. You're just throwing money on the
turf. Interesting. So just do the Milorganite and you're done.
Yep.
Bob, should boxwoods be trimmed now or in the spring?
I would do it in the spring after the flush of spring growth comes out. If you do it now, and let's say we get an early winter freeze, those tips are exposed, and boxwoods are evergreens, so they're constantly breathing all winter, and if you go and shear them tightly now, you've opened up a wound on those leaves, and they may brown out on the tips.
Okay, Bob Bertog's here, and you are too. 312-981-7200, the president of the Bertog Landscaping Company. Hey, Tom, what can we do for you?
Hi, John. Hi, Bob. We have endless summer hydrangeas that are established. They're, at least 10 years. They get large every year, but they don't bloom a lot. We spoke to a nursery where we live out in the western suburbs, and a lady there recommended that you don't cut them down in the fall. But you fold the stalks over, you put burlap over that, and then you put mulched leaves on top of that. And then early in the spring, so they don't mold, you take the burlap and leaves and burlap off. Is that something you've ever heard of, Bob? Is that something that's going to work or not?
Sounds like a lot of work. The problem with endless summer hydrangea is exactly what you're saying. They typically flower their first and second years, and then they rarely flower. But a lot of people like them for their structure because they're a nice full plant. But it's hit or miss on the flowering of them. So other people have them, and they say they flower every year. The majority of people I talk to that have them, they do not flower after the second year. So maybe you could try a different plant, but I do like the structure of it. It does fill the space nicely. And as far as that, the burlapping and the mulching and everything, never heard of that procedure. It seems like an awful lot of work when you can just cut the branches down in the spring.
Tom, I want you to try it and report back to us next year and let us know how it went.
There you go.
I think I might just to see if it works.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck to you. Thanks for the interesting question. How about who's next, Producer Pete? I guess it'll be Ruthie. You're on WGN. Hi.
Hi, back to you. Hey, we have spots in our lawn, maybe a foot square or whatever. Nothing grows there. The grass won't grow there. My husband has, pulled it up. He's putting grass there, whatever. I don't know if something's under there that's want to ghost our lawn or what. What do we do?
If it's just in one spot, it might, if you can live with it, it doesn't sound like it's a very big deal, but I would probably get it tested. There could have been something spilled there, and if there's a residual of a chemical or some Roundup could have been spread there, even though that won't stay in the soil forever. I would start with a soil test.
Okay, but it is all over the lawn. It's like, it's all over. So, and it's been going on a couple of years, and he just can't get the grass to grow. It just dies.
Mm.
I would take a sample from those areas where it's not growing and get it tested.
Okay, good luck to you. Ruthie and Linda, you're on WGN. How can Bob help you? Come on, Linda. Be there for me. I'm going to come back to you. Let's go to who's next, Producer Pete? Looks like maybe Dennis or Dave. Who's next in line? David, you're on WGN. How can we help you?
Yes. How long is grass seed viable? I have it left over from a year or two.
Yeah.
It's still good.
Yeah.
It has a shelf life of about a year, but if it's more than that, I would probably can it.
You hate to do that.
I know.
How about this, Bob? Go ahead and throw it out there. What's the worst that could happen?
And then
put in some and then put in some regular newer grass seed in the spring as well.
It's worth a shot if you want to go through the work to do it.
Yeah, I
but
know.
It definitely does have a shelf life.
You sound like you're wasteful work adverse. You don't like
I love to work, but I like to see the fruits of my labor at the end of it.
Well, I said wasteful work adverse, and I get that, especially if it's your business. What about Linda? You're on WGN. How can Bob help you, Linda? Hi.
Okay. I was wondering, before I'm trying to put burlap, here we go, burlap again, around my rose bushes, and it's kind of touchy. Should I prune them before? Because it's getting off.
I would wait to prune them until the spring, see how far they die back from the winter.
Okay, that'll work. Thank you.
Well, there you go. Dennis, you're on WGN. How can we help you, Dennis? You're on the air.
Hello, fellas. I have a hydrangea question as well. I'm not going to put burlap on or anything that's exotic, but I have a gigantic hydrangea in front of the house, and it's going to have to be pruned back. When is the right time to do that? It still has a lot of flowers on it, but the flowers are dead, basically.
Yeah.
What do you recommend?
A lot of people like to leave the flowers up for winter interest, so you can do that, and then you can go ahead and prune them in the spring. And depending on the variety of the hydrangea, though, I would try and isolate that. It sounds like this was a very large one, which means it's probably in the panicle family, which you can cut those back pretty significantly in the spring, and they'll flower on new wood.
Dennis, I hope that helps. Thank you for the call. Hey, Bob, what about putting lime on vegetable gardens? What's your thought about that?
I would not use lime just to use it. I would first get the soil tested and see if it needs it.
What do I do for my shrub roses that were planted this year? so that they survive the winter?
They're pretty hardy. They should, if they, depending on when they were put in, if they were put in early in the season, they should be fine. Shouldn't need much. But again, though, I'm going to stress watering because we're still way behind on watering trees and shrubs.
So for roses, do you burlap those or do you do the Minnesota tip and kind of bury them with leaves? What do you do with your roses over the winter?
I would cover the crown of the plant with leaf mulch, yes.
So cut it back and then cover the crown with leaves.
I would only cut it back if it's a nuisance because you sometimes very little dies back from the winter. Some is going to definitely die back, but I would wait till spring to see how much of it you should either you're going to have to cut back.
Okay, Bob, I'm going to wear the Bertog landscaping hat and the golf shirt and walk around with a rake. How about that?
There you go.
And a bag of Milorganite and, go trick-or-treating. Does that sound good?
That sounds like a plan.
I'm going as Bob Bertog for Halloween. Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, John. Have a great week.
He's the real one at the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling.